The theater's new lobby sends powerful sensations. A hint of the movie theater as palace and the prospect of a stronger, sustainable modern version. The owners, Buzzy Cusack and his daughter Kathleen, worked with a team of local craftsmen to find and preserve as much of the original 1939 texture and color as possible. Buzzy Cusack says the building itself has been an ally in this $3.5 million enterprise.
It had lots of leaky roofs, and it was faded, but it was basically a grand Art Deco movie palace that was still intact.
The lobby has been completely redone, saving the grand mural, repainting the dome-like ceiling, and commissioning a new chandelier. The floor? It's over 70 and going strong.
It's an original terrazzo floor. It's worn, but it's in great shape.
It's been a difficult few years. Lingering trials with the previous owner, an unending procession of bureaucratic demands, and nailing down financing have competed with their passion, the restoration work. Buzzy Cusack says saving the grand old senator and its place in Baltimore history was his incentive.
It's a great project, and the opportunity to do this doesn't come very often. It'll be a great thing for the city and the neighborhood, and I'm very happy to participate in it.
His team of craftsmen adopted a similar loving relationship with the building. Artist and decorator Teo Assad helped peel back layers of paint and wall covering to find original artwork, including murals, inside the main auditorium.
I feel like a little cog in a big wheel, and it's all related to everything else that's going up. So, you know, it's exciting.
She and Buzzy Cusack have worked closely on matching colors, a job made more difficult because most of the archival photographs are black and white. And then there's the issue of sound.
An important thing to note about modern movie theaters is the sound levels. Because the sound is so strong, it tends to bounce around, and an old movie palace would be very bad.
Kathleen Cusack says the senator's new four-screen profile will be its path to success. A movie that doesn't do well can be pushed aside without upsetting distributors who often demand weeks-long runs.
The advantage of having additional auditoriums is you can fulfill that obligation, move it to a small auditorium, and get new product in. So that way, you're not stuck.
Buzzy continues the explanation.
Adding three more screens in a restaurant changes the profile from something not very likely to work to something that is very likely to work.
And now, with the work nearing completion, the father and daughter team ponders a date for the reopening, probably in the fall, sometime. Kathleen dreams of the opening night gala.
Realization of all this work, to actually contemplate a movie playing on the screen and the job complete and the party and having a great time and having people come again and how the foot traffic and everything else will be so great for the neighborhood. It's so fun to think about.
Past and future are merging with a deep bow to both. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from the Senator Theater for 88.1 WYPR.